Blessings and welcome to Freedom's Flame Radio. I am Eve Kerr, your host, and this week we have a great showcase on the dynamics of the threefold flame, living the application that transcends daily life. And first I'd like to give my gratitude to BBS, to Don and Doug and Deborah and Lily and the whole team over there. You guys do a great job. I don't know how you do it, but you guys are phenomenal, and you're all so supportive and kind and wonderful and encouraging. So I'm so grateful for you all. And I'd also like to thank all the listeners who are tuning in. I'm so grateful for all the encouragement and support. That's just been a continual flow. I'm just so grateful for all of that. It really does fire my spirit and, you know, fuel my passion for what I do even more, because I know that the messages are being heard and there's so much benefit being received as a result. Of course, I'd like to give my gratitude to my mom. She's an amazing being, and she is always so supportive, even though she can't hear the shows yet. I think I'll probably put some of these on CD and just have her, you know, pop it into her little CD player and let her listen one of these days to all this when I get around to getting those on CD. And my regular co-host, Anthony Coco, he's so amazing, and I'm so grateful for him. And he's been really instrumental in my work this week, and I'll go into that a little bit later. But I'd like to also dedicate this entire show to him, because without the session that we did this past week, I wouldn't even have probably half the material that I have to place today to share with you all. So there's a lot of personal experience here. I've also made a big shift, and so I'm looking forward to sharing that with you all. I'd also like to thank Sufyan Chowdhury. He's agreed to be a regular guest speaker. So yay, we can look forward to his appearance possibly once a month. So that's wonderful. The whole community in Mount Shasta, the global community, spiritual community, and of course, beloved Saint Germain and the great ascended host and all our cosmic and angelic sponsors, because without them, this would not be happening. So this week's showcase is on the dynamics of the threefold flame and living the application that transcends daily life. For me, the most important thing this week has been about really being in my heart and staying there. And I'll tell you, I was really distracted this week, and I don't even know how it happened. It was like, it was like my sunny skies were all of a sudden, there was clouds everywhere, and I didn't even know where they came from. And the really interesting thing about it is I didn't even recognize it at first. How about that? So anyway, we're going to begin with, you know, the staying in your heart. So staying in your heart is key, centered at all times on the presence. You know, it's that level of self-realization where you're just always consciously aware that you're one with everything. That's, I guess, a level that you get to after a certain period of time that you've spent on really integrating that truth within you. When you come to knowing that you really are a God in action, and you start noticing how things show up more quickly, it really helps to solidify the confidence within your being that, oh yeah, okay, this is working. So, for example, the faith in God and the belief in yourself that you are God's life in action through form instantly allows you to accept the fulfillment of the divine plan coming through you. In other words, the light within you already accepts that perfection. And all you have to do is align your waking consciousness with that acceptance to begin seeing the evidence showing up. However, if the light within you, your heart, is blocked, then your true self is not shining through. This leads into the balance of love, wisdom, and power. These three plumes within the heart are what actually comprise the whole flame. There must be a certain balance between these three plumes to live victoriously as a God life creator being. These qualities are innate within us. They are the true frequency we naturally vibrate at. However, it has taken mankind quite some time to remember these things. And thanks to beloved Saint Germain and all the I Am-sponsored activities over the last century, we now have a plethora of materials available which contain these understandings and are portrayed in such a manner that far exceeds reaching the mass consciousness on a global scale. And in a recent conversation I had with my regular co-host, Anthony, he pointed this very thing out to me. Whatever we believe about ourselves, the outer shows up as a witness to verify this is true. So if it's negative, then we see the negative appear. If we see the positive, then we see the positive appear. The love deals with the heart, our first and foremost connection to God. This is where the window of the soul and the door to everything resides. The power, or will, deals with the rearrangement of our inner architecture of our bodies. This can also be likened to a house that has been set up a certain way. The wisdom deals with the mind and can be likened to the programming of our inner computers. The thing about this is that the body is God's temple. The temple is the host of the God life or the Holy Spirit within. And the heart is the center where the Holy Spirit or the Holy of Holies dwells. This is the threefold flame. The temple is motivated by what comes from the heart. It is designed to act in and from love only. The computer is God's eternal divine memory, and it came with its own perfect design, just like the temple did. The power, or will, is what is fueled as a result of the love which opens the door of the mind to be illuminated and lights the way of the path of light to fulfill the plan of divine activity, which is the action of the body performing the deeds, the blessings, the miracles, by acting upon that love and utilizing only wisdom in the actions combined with the feeling of love. This creates more love, peace, and joy, among many other qualities that are expanded as a result of living a balanced threefold flame activity. The imbalance of the threefold flame was caused by the covering over or the veiling of the heart, which caused the inner architecture of the temple to be degraded instead of adorned. And the software which received the messages of the divine became corrupted when the heart was veiled and disturbed the inner architecture and blinded the self from the illumination of the eternal divine memory of God. And that resulted in a reverse condition apart from the original intention to live as a God-life creator being on earth. There is an understanding about not having or remembering the instructions for the original perfect pattern of design for ourselves or our perfect divine blueprints. So because we were so busy looking around for these instructions, we forgot how to do the things that we as God knew how to do, yet because of our physical density and the distractions from the outer world, we simply took our attention off of what is most important and placed it upon other things. And then time began to pass. As such, it is only because of the furniture and the software that we bought into with regard to outer world programming of the mind and the furniture to create a condition within ourselves, in our temples, that has led the mind to accept the condition created within. And so it's operating off the basis of not the perfect pattern it was originally intended to function with, but rather the erroneous design of a pattern infiltrated with ideas and feelings that do not follow the perfect design of the temple. For example, instead of setting things up in a way that glorified the temple, things were set in place to degrade the temple. The software of the mind computer then had to adjust its environment of what it was seeing and function from a place of dysfunction, so to speak, so that it could even perform at all. This is the reason why so many lives have been set off course from their original divine plan. It is not that we have caused it ourselves individually, intentionally, yet as a whole, we have contributed to it at least partially. Now that we realize what has occurred, we first thought we needed to get rid of all the furniture and upgrade our software. And when that didn't work, we realized we didn't need to get rid of everything, yet just rearrange things and really feel into what is really authentically resonating with us to be in place, what belongs with us, within us, and what does not. And then to feel out the perfect place in our temples for these things to be. So there's a refining process that goes along with this that does take a while to readjust to. These things glorify the temple in the first place is paramount. But we cannot glorify the temple if we have software running that keeps playing the same statements of degradation, criticism, judgment, etc. So we have to turn the mind off completely for a while until it is silent. Then, once we have silenced the mind, then that is our cue to rearrange the furniture and feel out the temple and just be with it for a while. While these things have been going on, the heart, which is the center of our being, has not really been lit as a result. And this is a result of not being able to produce sunshine. For how can one produce sunshine in the sky when all there is in the sky are the clouds? And the software keeps telling you that only clouds are there, that there is actually no possibility for a sun. The sun, heart center, has been in there crying out for attention, yet the furniture does not allow for the window of the heart to be open because there are no windows in the temple. It has been insulated to such a degree that nothing within can even look out at what is really going on. That's because the interior design has been adapted from an outer perspective. When this is done, the inner design is ignored. In this way, there is operation from the standpoint of ignorance because the software has registered this in its record and has adapted to the erroneous design because of the free will nature of the individual God life being choosing it, whether it was an ignorant choice or not. The free will in the individual is honored, so it must comply. So here we have the mind, the wisdom, the temple, the power, and the heart, the love. How do these three finally align? Well, it all begins in the heart. For the heart is the one calling out. It has the will to live and knows that the being is not happy, and it doesn't feel happy itself. It tries to send out signals to the rest of the being to let it know something is wrong. These things show up as discord in life, unhappiness, and all sorts of negative conditions manifesting in one's life to get the attention of the individual so that they will finally pay attention to the heart and deal with the core issue or issues. The temple, however, feeling unloved, continues on operating and unacknowledging the self as goodness and beauty. And the software keeps receiving these messages from the temple, so it keeps reaffirming it within the mind. G is going to stop me here, and he pointed something out to me recently. The feeling is really everything, and we've talked so much about the feeling world and how important it is and how integral it is to the, you know, the fulfillment of the divine plan, you know, one's own personal victory and happiness. It's the feeling of everything. That's where the true seeing, knowing, and hearing is. And he reminded me this morning, you know, I was feeling out, I always feel out what I'm going to wear, you know, our personal clothing, our garments, you know, what is going to feel good on me today? What kind of texture? What's the attribute of the clothing that is going to feel best on me today? When you consider that and you consider your divine planets, what feels most in alignment with me to wear today? What feels right? And then what feels right for me to do today? So there's a big correlation here between clothing and garments and feeling into your day and feeling into your activities. What feels most in alignment? There's that, and then there's also, I had another experience yesterday doing laundry. I go out to the laundry and I fold everything while I'm there. And as I'm turning something inside out, I'm turning it on its right side. At least I think I'm doing it because I see the tag sticking in and I go, okay. So I just started turning it on its right side. What I actually did was I actually turned it from its right side to its reverse side just because the tag was sticking out and it looked like it was on its reverse side just because one thing appeared like it was, you know, in that place. And when I noticed that, I recognized what happened and I went, okay, how come I didn't see that? That's interesting. And I looked at the seams. He directed me to look at the seams and I said, oh, that's very clever. So that was my lesson for yesterday. If you don't know what side you're feeling on, if it looks like you're going to participate with an activity or you're going to do something that you think is in alignment for you to do, don't look at the appearance of it. Just go past the appearance of it and really look at the seams. What does it seem to be telling you? Are you coming from within or are you coming from without? So that was one of the big lessons that he gave me last night. And I thought that was really interesting because, like, I didn't even see it. And, you know, and I was going so fast with the laundry, I just went, oh, yeah, it's on the wrong side. Nope, it wasn't on the wrong side. It was on the right side. It just appeared that it was. So it's a lesson in mindfulness for me, too. And that's one thing, you know, I can always tell if, you know, I have my clothing on the right side, you know, it's the seams. So the seams do play a part, I guess, in what we do. And just to kind of recognize where we are with that, what do things look like? Okay, is it really that way before moving forward? So anyway, thanks for listening to my experience of that. But this is great in the feeling of clothing. And I got that this morning. Like, how perfect is that? A great way to navigate feeling out your day is, you know, does this feel like the kind of material I want to put onto my form? What is going to feel best with me today? What colors are going to, you know, align with how I feel? You know, I feel like clothing plays such an important part in my daily life. And it's one of those little things that I miss. But it really helps to actually set the energy of the day. You know, what you wear and the colors, they have an important role. So coming back to what I was sharing, in this way, everything that the person thinks, says, feels, and does results in a limited life with no sense of hope or possibility of change for the better. And this is reflected in their outer experience. This is coming back to the temple feeling unloved and that it continues operating and unacknowledging the self as goodness and beauty. And the software of the mind keeps receiving these messages, so it keeps reaffirming these things. And then in this way, no change takes place because the person is not receiving any messages that anything even can be changed. So even the possibility is not even known to that person. The mind cannot allow wisdom to flow forth if love is not being generated in the temple to provide the feelings of such within. and thereby sends incorrect messages to the software that it is not a loving being of beauty and goodness. The temple, not knowing it is a being of love and goodness and beauty, cannot hear the heart crying out because the feelings are too negative and have become desensitized to anything that marginally resembles love, and so it is ignorant to those vibrations simply because it has been closed off from them for so long. It doesn't remember what love feels like. It simply ignores any vibration that is unlike itself, depending on how strong the furniture is set in place and how protected the software is. But this is not intentional and simply ignores the vibration that is unlike itself because it simply doesn't recognize it. This, by the way, also can happen after years of negative experiences within the individual's life, and little by little their heart has closed off. In truth, the heart is never actually closed. It is only temporarily veiled, like someone put a curtain up over it to protect it. But there can also be many layers of those curtains, some being of heavy tapestry, some even resembling walls. The best way to restore love, wisdom, and power in your life is not to ignore what is right in front of you to deal with. And I will share an experience of this past week, which really had me rearranging everything very quickly. And since my own software upgrade, I can function, and I am much happier now as a result. And it wasn't really an upgrade. It was really like a replacement. So, because upgrading can, it goes okay for a while, but, you know, sooner or later, you know, better programs come along. And actually, the original programming is what we've really been trying to uncover and not recover, but uncover so that we can live authentically. And this is a really big deal. And this past week has been a really big deal for me. I don't know how many of you out there have experienced a really big shift this week, but something really happened, and it started at the beginning of the week, and it was like I was, you know, out in the ocean surfing, and it's like all the surfboards that I had used, it's like they just kept, you know, I wasn't stable on them. I had to keep, you know, trying to switch my board out in the middle of a 50-foot wave, and I was going, wow, what am I, you know, I kept feeling like I was about to be taken under by the tide. And it's like, oh no, you know, I'll grab this other board. And I was grabbing on to different tools and stuff to really just hang on, because it was really quite a ride this week. But that's just for me. I don't know how anyone else has felt this week, but this has been really probably one of the major shifts that I've experienced this year so far, just this week. And, you know, it's the feeling of, you know, being happy, being centered in your heart at all times, you know, and if you're not there, then that's the first place you ought to look. No matter what you're doing, where you are, if you're not feeling the perfect love of who you are in your heart, you know, if you're not feeling connected, then there's something there for you to look at. And it doesn't matter what you're doing, but that should take first priority. So, you know, whether you're at work or you're in the middle of a session with someone or you're out having dinner or whatever it is you're doing, as soon as you possibly can, if you're not feeling 100% happy, go there and look at it, because chances are you're not actually giving your 100%, you're not actually fulfilling anything 100%, and it's not coming from you authentically. You may be intending for it to. And I mean, you're probably intending for everything to flow perfectly and smoothly and authentically. But in truth, if you're not feeling it, then you need to go there. Because, and I'll tell you what happened with me. I didn't even recognize this. I was feeling unhappy, and I didn't even know that I was feeling unhappy because I'm such a fiery spirit. I'm so gung-ho and let's get it done, and yeah, I'm going to blaze here, and, you know, I can do this and I can do that, and I am doing it. I am doing it here, there, and everywhere, and I'm always flexible, and, you know, and I feel I've accommodated, you know, just about everyone and everything in my life to really be in the flow and just be in surrender. But here's something about surrender. It doesn't mean that you surrender yourself, you know, and surrender what you're supposed to do and put everything else before you. And that's something that I was sort of doing. Maybe not sort of, but I was, I guess, more than sort of doing it. I didn't even recognize that I was doing it. I was putting other people's feelings before my own. And I was just kind of dealing with things. So I've been going through, you know, some changes in my own life, which, you know, I won't go into the details of. But my current, you know, home environment, I was kind of like stepping over things. You know how you kind of, you go through your day and you're so busy, you know you need to get the laundry done, but you just kind of step over it another day, or you just, you know, oh, I need to journal that. Oh, just, you know, but you kind of let that go for a little while. Oh, I need to do this. Oh, I'm just going to, you know, oh, I need to go shopping. Oh, I'll just put that off for another couple hours and I'll do this. This is dealing with things just marginally. And it's not really participating with life. It's not really going, okay, you know, instead of saying, okay, I'm not really happy about this. These activities, I need to do them, but I need to balance them. So how do I balance these things in my daily life if I feel like I have all these other things in front of me that I need to do? And the whole point about that is that nothing is really important if you're not happy about it. And that's the bottom line. And I really have to thank Anthony again for his amazing wisdom that he illuminated this week to me on this. God's divine plan for us, and this is something that he shared, God's divine plan for us is for us to be happy. And if we're not happy, everything is going to try to show up and be in our face to make us look at what is causing the unhappiness so that we can fix it. And not really fix, but transmute it to look at it and go deeper with it and discover what the core issue is. This is some really deep stuff. And I'm really grateful that I've been given this opportunity to really see it for myself up close, because I didn't even have any idea what was going on for me. So I, you know, and as I said, I didn't even recognize it until it was really in my face, until it became so uncomfortable to, you know, to do this certain activity. And it was pretty much just, it's just a basic, you know, starting my day after I have my morning communion and application. But I was finding great difficulty in proceeding with just one simple thing. And I wondered why, you know, I was trying to compensate for it and go, okay, I know that this is there. I'm going to just be at peace with it and, you know, do the best I can with it. And, you know, kind of really what I was doing, I was muddling through. And I didn't even recognize it until, like I said, the feeling was so strong. It was in my face and I had such a reaction to what had happened that it surprised me. I didn't know that I had anything within me that was, you know, like angry, that I didn't know that I had any energy there. And boy, that came out and I went, wow, boy, that feels better. Well, what happened there? And so when I saw it, I was really surprised that I didn't do something about it sooner. And it was just this, you know, the the will within me to persevere and carry on in the midst of what was really uncomfortable around me, which was really in my face going, look at me, look at me. You need to take care of me. You need to take care of me. And part of me felt this guilt. Like I wouldn't be fulfilling my divine plan and doing my work if I were to take care of, oh, I got to move this box over here because, you know, it's in the way and I got to do that, you know, these material things, these, you know, mundane, as we call them, things sometimes. Oh, there's dishes I need to do. Oh, this. So as things, you know, and generally I've had a good balance of these things before and I didn't understand why. How did things get out of balance for me so quickly? And my body, I know it had been sending me messages for a while that you need to go into nature. You know, my whole, the emotional child, everything was just really up there and going, you're not doing this, you're not doing that. I'm not happy. I'm like, well, what am I going to do? I'm going to, you know, I need to do my work and I need to do this. So Anthony also brought up, you know, he's noticed my tendency to say, I must do this. And I really felt like, yeah, well, I must do this because I feel like this is the work that I've been given to do. And if I don't do it, then I'm not really fulfilling my divine plan and I'm not going to be fulfilled and yada, yada, yada. And meanwhile, you know, it's all nonsense because I'm not feeling fulfilled because I don't feel happy in the first place. So that's where it is. It's the whole being happy within yourself first. And I hope that gives you a good idea of kind of my week and what I've been through because I went back and forth with this a few times. And I mean, I shared with Anthony, I didn't even feel like I really accomplished anything this week. And he said, but you've done a great inner work. I mean, the inner work that you've done this week has really been, has been the work. And that is the real work. That is the real work. The inner work is the real work. And, you know, the inner work being the real work, it puts a new perspective on things, on, you know, where our attention is. You know, it can become so focused on what we're doing that we can forget to focus on, you know, the presence and what really is the fulfillment in the moment. That's the joy. That's the happiness that we receive from fulfilling that plan. And something that I have tended to do is, I guess, put expectations on myself to fulfill this, to do that, get this done, get that done. And, you know, in the meanwhile, the body's sitting here. It hasn't been in nature. It hasn't gone for a walk. You know, there's, where's the fun? I mean, it usually is a lot of fun, and it's usually my passion to do this. But lately, it hasn't felt that way, and it's because it's been so much. And the other part about this is that it's a kind of a feeling of overwhelm, being overwhelmed with so much activity and forgetting how to balance it. Simply by being, you know, still and going within. Anyway, I'd been seeking solutions to the situation, and for a while actually, in which many elements are involved. However, in the silent communion and the meditations that I was doing, I didn't really feel that I was receiving solid answers to what I needed to do to shift things around me in a positive way and get into the flow that I had known just a short time ago. So I didn't really know what was happening until it was in my face. And I have we have a caller, Deborah online too. Do you have a question or a comment or something to share?
Yes, Eve, I'm just really appreciating the angst that you have gone through this week. I really appreciate it. I've gone through the same thing this week, and I just want to know what if you could elaborate on what G has to say about the lessons in this. That would be great.
Sure. And actually, I'm getting to that too. The lessons in all of this are, you know, again, it's the point of God's plan is for us to be happy. And that was a real revelation. That was like my aha. It's like, oh my gosh, I've been doing everything to try to please, you know, the masters and, you know, the presence and fulfill the divine plan. And I've just neglected myself in the process and not really given myself, like, you know, I don't like to use the word, but I'm going to use it. I've not really given myself a break this week. I've not really, you know, allowed or given permission to myself to just put everything down and take a few hours and go into nature and meditate with the, you know, with the divas and the plants and be, you know, with the earth for a while and just do something that I really, really enjoy doing. I've not given that to myself this week. So the big lesson here is if you're feeling like, oh, wow, there's all this overwhelm, this, I have to do this and I have to do that. It's like, whoa, stop. Okay, just enough. Just if you have to put your hands up and just say, okay, it's enough. I need some, you know, some play time, you know, some me time. And it's not really, that's not a selfish view. That's, you know, taking care of the self and pointing out to the self, you know, it's self-nurturing. It's that self-caring. And it's like we run and we run and we run with all these things, and they're all wonderful things to run with. But if we're not happy in that run, then it's possible for us to trip and fall. That's kind of what I did this week. But yeah, you know, I kind of fell off my surfboard.
A lot of us feel like we have to be so responsible, and we have to get all this stuff done, and we have to do things for other people, especially as women, I think. And maybe I'm making a gender blunder, but I think we are so responsible for other people, and we forget about ourselves. And I'm so happy that you are actually addressing you today.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's maybe been a long time coming. I don't know, but I know that when I'm in the flow, I do experience this grace, and it's a really, really profound thing to feel really connected within your heart and feel, you know, the body, the temple feels good and nurtured and cared for and loved. And then, you know, the mind has, it's clear, it's quiet, and there's all this light of beautiful images and ideas and even music. We can hear music and tones. It's just, it's this beautiful harmony that we exude when we have that connection going on. And that's
I feel that from you. And what would Saint Germain ask us to contemplate this week about this exact scenario?
Well, let's see. Well, it's kind of like he's asked me to share something about it's about having the perfect instructions already within us. Like I was sharing earlier, I think someone else wants to speak. Let's see if we can translate that. That's a wonderful dog. We had a dog. We had a wonderful other little animal being in here on the call for a moment. So there, and the communication there is: don't forget about me. You know, give the attention. Don't forget about me over here. You know, go play with you. You know, take the dogs out. You know, go play with the cat for a while. You know, give your attention to some things around you and just, you know, like just go somewhere and be, you know, give, you know, one of the messages that I've heard recently was, when was the last time you gave communion to yourself?
Yeah. I mean, that's really important for people to really think about, because you're so inclined to give everything to someone else rather than yourself.
Exactly. And this, it's really paramount to understand that the attention has to first be on who you are, you know, as a God being. When you're focused on the heart, you know, that threefold flame within you, that's the love, that's the wisdom and the will, or the power, you know, will and power are one and the same. But if it's somewhere out of balance, it's usually because the love is not being felt. And that's the first plume to lower. This is my experience, and this is also, of course, my understanding is the way Saint Germain gives it to me. And then, you know, gives it to me to translate and transmit to you and everyone.
Yes.
And that, you know, he's saying, you know, the love for yourself is most important in order for you to move forward successfully. If there's no love there, or if there's a lack, if there seems to be a lack of love, you know, it's like, stop everything. Just stop everything and go be for a while. Just, you know, it doesn't matter if you have a client, you know, cancel the appointment, give yourself permission to take a day off, give yourself permission to, you know, take a longer lunch hour, to go enjoy the park, to go, you know, take a different way or route home when you're driving.
Absolutely.
Go stop and visit, you know, if you feel a prompting to go and stop and visit someone or call someone, do it. The energy is there. It's like, yes, oh, maybe I could, you know, do this instead of feeling like you need to resolve everything by yourself. Because I'm one of those people who goes, I can deal with it. I'll get over it. I'll get past it. You know, it's up to me. It's always me doing it. I have to do it or nobody else is going to do it. And so I just keep doing it. And Anthony's so wonderful. And I hope that, I don't know if he's listening. I know he had an event to go to today. And but he'll be with us next week, so he'll probably listen to the archive, and I think this will make him chuckle. But he's shared so many wonderful insights with me this week, and that, you know, it's so important for you to be happy first, and it doesn't matter what's going on around you. You know, it's not important. If you're not happy, then it's what's going on in your life is not important. And that's one of the biggest messages. If you're not happy, that's a big cue to look at, okay, why? What's going on? And guaranteed, if you sit down and you just step away from everything for a little while and be silent and ask the presence to clear, you know, ask the masters, ask Saint Germain to clear your energy fields, however you do that, and just be with what is. And it may be uncomfortable. It may be unpleasant. You may not know why you're feeling, oh, God, why do I feel this? You know, I don't know what's really going on. But it's because we just haven't gotten still enough, because there's all this activity that we just keep producing. And it's, yeah, you're right, always for others. Well, it's this one and that one and this one. And I have to take care of all of these things because so-and-so didn't do this and so-and-so didn't do that. And, oh, I always have to be the one to follow up because this one never follows up with me. And I always have to blah, 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 blah. And he did this, Anthony did this 3-card reading with me this week, and it was so profound. And if anyone wants to do that, he's amazing with these cards. They work with the Course in Miracles and Psychology of Vision. But one of the cards that came out, it's called the Conspiracy card. And it's like, what's going on around me that's actually conspiring against me? How am I conspiring against myself to see, you know, to make me see what's going on so I can resolve it? And the conspiracy card was called Not My Job.
Interesting.
Not My Job. And this card is about taking on or overcommitting yourself because of all the things that you felt that were part of your responsibility to do. Like, I've overcommitted I've made too many commitments on so many different things. You know, I think I've committed to a series of books that I'm probably not going to publish until the next millennia. You know, it's this long cosmic list that we've kind of, okay, I got to do this, 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 and they all have timelines. And then there's, oh, well, I have a friend here, I want to do this, and there's this, and, you know, okay, so it's kind of like, where have I put myself on hold to – you know, be responsible to the rest of the world. Yeah. And I've looked at that and I went, wow, I've been doing that? Oh my goodness. But as I was feeling into it and he was reading the explanations, I was feeling everything in my energy center starting to relax and release and go, oh yeah, wow, that's a revelation. Wow, I just can't believe I've been doing that. And it was such an epiphany for me to feel that actually it's been okay. You know, like everything that I've been wanting to do has not been my lower self saying, well, I really want to do that. I really want to go play. It's not me saying, no, I want to ignore my work and responsibility and go play. But it's kind of like the inner child or whatever is getting really demanding of my attention because I've not been in balance with things, even though it seemed like I was.
Yeah.
And I really wasn't.
Well, why didn't you tell everybody who's listening when Anthony is going to be back on the air so that we can hear him too?
He's coming. He's going to be joining me next week.
Great.
Yeah. And I was so grateful to have that experience this week because I've reneged on everything that I've said, yeah, I'm going to do that because so-and-so's not doing that or whatever. What I needed to do with that is I really needed to look at the situation and say, well, why aren't they doing that? Is it because, you know, and then I noticed the separation, you know, the viewpoint of separation. I'm going, oh, because I'm looking at them like they're, you know, like there's someone else. It's really
There's so many different levels to situations and people, right, Eve? I mean, that's what you're learning.
Exactly. And this, you know, this level, you know, and it takes a while, you know, when you know that the heart's crying out for attention, but the body's not feeling the love and the, you know, the mind is operating off of that erroneous software that says, well, I don't feel loved, but I have to do this, so I'm just going to do this. And that's kind of the mixture or the alchemy that at least I've been experiencing. So however that relates to anyone else is, you know, remains to be seen. It's individual for each of us. But so many times, you know, G wants me to share these personal experiences with everyone because I guess there it's not just me having these experiences, obviously, today, because you've shared that this week has not been great for you either. And I'm sorry to hear that. But it is, you know, they do show up for a reason, and it's for us to come into a really a higher level of balance, understanding, and awareness and alignment with our authentic self.
I applaud you for sharing that, and thank you to Saint Germain. Thank you, Eve. I'm going to get off the line so you can finish your show. So
thank you.
Thank you. I love you.
Thank you so much, Deborah. I love you too. Thanks for calling in, and I'm so grateful to have. That was wonderful. Thank you so much. And you have a beautiful, perfect day. I know you will. And that just really made a difference for me too, because that's a direct reflection of, yeah, wow, I've been experiencing that too. You're not alone. So, so I'm really glad and I'm grateful that G has had me share about this. I wasn't even sure, actually, to be quite honest and transparent, I wasn't even sure I was going to do a show this week because things were so kind of tumultuous within. And I wasn't even able to update all the websites or anything. I think I got out my newsletter really late or really early. He always has wonderful material for me to share. So I hope it's been beneficial for everyone. I did promise a meditation and I can do this now. We're not going to have music to it because it's just, we won't have time for the music. Actually, let's see what we do have time for. I'm going to finish up here with this first, and perhaps we can do the meditation next week, and I might be able to record it to music and have it played next week too. So to wrap up here though, so we came in actually, you know, who we are is really, you know, we're told over and over, you know, we're already perfect, whole, and complete. Well, what does that mean? Because at the point that we're told that, it actually doesn't feel like we're perfect, whole, and complete. And one thing that I've said over and over, and I've said, shared this with Anthony too, that, you know, it's kind of hard to be perfect when you don't feel perfect. It's kind of hard to accept that when you don't feel perfect. So it's comes back again, it's all about the feeling. It is always first and foremost about the feeling. And if you're not open in your heart, then you gotta take a look there. You just gotta take a look there. We did come in with those perfect instructions to do everything from setting up the temple to running the software to shining the light in the heart and create heaven on earth and to share that together as co-creator beings living as individual God life beings together, co-collaborating on the expansion of the universe using the tools that were custom built into our perfect patterning, which we may consider our gifts and talents and natural skills, our natural abilities. It does, though, take a refining process to feel into what is correct for each of us as this is taking place. Compassion for ourselves through this process is absolutely vital if we are to be successful. So we have to take time with ourselves. Sometimes, you know, we move a chair around in our house, you know, we want to move it. We don't really know where we want to put it. But this again, we can't really, and this is something that that Sufyan had shared with us last week, and I think the week before, we've been talking about feeling our way through life and not thinking our way through anymore. We can't really think. We kind of have an idea of where this chair in our house wants to be, but until we really feel it, it's you know, we're just going to think that it looks good here, it looks good there. But it has to really feel comfortable. So we have to, you know, when we move the chair, we have to give it a little while to see, you know, let's walk by it, let's sit in it, let's sit across from it and feel how, you know, take time with it. How does the whole experience feel of having it be there? Is it in the right place? So that's a big message. We want to take time with how we rearrange things. Our activities. Is this really in alignment for me to do this? I really like doing this particular activity. Like maybe I like doing websites, but does it feel in alignment for me to do every single website that comes along to me that might be an opportunity? No, that would be an example of overcommitting myself. And how I would restructure that is I would say, beloved mighty I Am presence, please bring to me the correct individuals for me to assist with their website work that is in perfect alignment for them, for myself, is in the highest good for each of us and everyone involved, you know, through the process. And, you know, then let it be. And anything that is not serving or is not in alignment, let it be revealed to me and let it be dissolved and then bring the correct ones through. So these are the kinds of calls that I make usually throughout the day, you know, if I'm dealing with some of these things, and they always work, you know. And the thing about it is, if you know, you're connected with the presence, you are one with the presence is answering these calls. One good way to know that your call is fulfilled is to actually feel that it is already fulfilled. But see, again, it's hard to feel it if you've not put yourself first. So the message for this week, of course, is to put yourself first and put everything down that doesn't feel in alignment for you and just walk away from it for a while and say, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Because it doesn't feel right. And if it doesn't feel right, why doesn't it feel right? Okay, I know that this is something I am supposed to be doing, but it doesn't feel right. Why doesn't it feel right? Is it me? Do I, you know? So you'll get the answers, but you absolutely must, you know, give yourself permission to put it down and say, you know what, it's okay if I walk away from this for an hour. It's okay if I take time for myself and just go and be, you know, with these thoughts or this feeling that came up. I don't know where it came from. Sometimes, you know, if things come up and we just, you know, we acknowledge it, we embrace it, and we let it go, sometimes the issue is not totally resolved. One of the biggest points, and I'll get to this, and this is probably going to be a nice segue for next week, but one of the biggest points this week, too, was when things come up to be cleared, using these tools, you know, clearing the etheric cords and everything, they are fantastic tools to actually clear, really, really calm the energy of the moment, to dispel the, you know, the onrush of things that you can feel in those lower chakras when you're, you know, you're feeling some upset. They are fantastic for clearing that energy. What that does, though, is it clears the way for you to be still so that you can go into the silence and then receive the revelation on what's really there, what happened, because that was a charge or a trigger. And chances are, if you've just cleared the energy and you think it's gone, it's not. It may be suppressed. So it might be a suppressed trigger that, you know, it's triggering for a reason. I know there's a lot of us who are clearing planetary karma, but if it is something deep within us, it may be from a past embodiment. So, you know, don't ignore it. Don't ignore that. Clear it and then go into the silence with it. And just be with it. Okay, what happened? Is this mine? Where does that come from? You'll get the revelation. Have a journal with you so that you can receive whatever comes through. And you'll feel so much better. The biggest thing, though, is remember to keep centered in your heart. Come back to your heart. Come back to your God self in your heart and maintain that connection as much as possible. Because that right there, you know, we find true joy when we reconnect in oneness, because remember who we are. And then we see that showing up around us as a result. You know, we see ourselves reflecting that pure divine light back to us. And so then we can know that the ideas and the things that are coming through are perfect for us to flow with. If they, you know, if they have that current, you can feel that current when you're connected. It's that big current, you know, that full body yes, that, you know, that freedom flame feeling. And, but you can only really feel that when you're clear, and especially when you're really happy and you're content. And it doesn't mean that, I think we need to wrap up. Okay. Well, thank you everyone for listening in, and we'll see you next week. Blessings and oneness to all.